My concern is the way that you've conducted a little bit of a campaign with your major shareholders. And I'll cite you the example of, for instance, Barclays. Barclays own 13 million Macquarie Bank shares. They're our second biggest shareholder. Now, when Macquarie Communications Group had a share placement 6 or 8 weeks ago, I think they raised $700 million, you Macquarie bankers allocated to Barclays $60 million worth of shares. So they lifted their stake in NCG from 7% to 9%. Like everyone else in this market, they rely on the good grace of Macquarie that when you're doing a capital raising, that you'll put them at the front of the queue, you'll give them a big allocation. Now, if Barclays come out today and vote their 13 million shares against you and leave you with some egg on your face and some bad publicity, the temptation next time there's a capital raising at MCG or anywhere else is, well, sod Barclays, they voted against our REM report. And that's the behaviour, I'm not going to use the intimidation word, but that's the behaviour that worries me, because from what I understand, you have run a very vigorous campaign. Now, normally, when ISS says vote against the remuneration report, it runs at 30 to 40%. And if you come out today with 90%, and last year you got 95% in favour when ISS said vote in favour. So if you come out with 85%, others are going to say, what did you say to your major shareholders? Because there is, you know, a potential conflict. You don't have to say anything on the phone. It will just be, we don't want to upset Macquarie. They play hard. They might punish us. So can you tell us, Chairman, about the way you've conducted yourselves as a bank with your major shareholders in attempting to persuade them to vote in favour of the remuneration report? What has been the level of the campaign that you have run to try and get the approval vote up as high as possible?
And thirdly, I can give you a complete assurance that there is no link to business and this vote. We didn't seek to make the link, and there was no link. So there is no... If we don't necessarily like it if they vote against the REM report, but we certainly don't. That does not bias our behaviour. And in fact, the people who are making those decisions because of the way that Macquarie tends to decentralise decision making are different people to the ones who are talking to them. And if they choose to take something like that into account, that's their business. It's not something we in any way sought to influence.